time now for the Wide Open Three, a fast-paced look at local and regional sports brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Looking to enhance your smile? Looking for exceptional dental care for your entire family?
Bain Dental Group offers you and your family any dental service that you may require, including dentures and implants. New patients are always welcome at any of their three convenient locations in Carrollton, Bowden, and Villarica. More information and appointment times are available at 770-258-5516 or online at BainDentalGroup.com.
For generations of smiles, Bain Dental Group has you covered.
From the 316 Healthcare Gratic Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Tuesday, September the 17th. Braves took their offensive frustrations to another level as they squandered a few prime scoring opportunities during the early stages of a 9-0 loss to the Dodgers Monday night at Truist Park. They suffered their 11th shutout loss despite putting a runner in scoring position with one out or less during each of the first four innings. Manager Brian Snitker.
It's frustrating when you get runners in scoring position like that and can't at least get one. You never know. I mean, that's a different game if you do that. I mean, they got a bunch of former closers out there. But still, you know, we got to take advantage of the opportunities that we have and put some runs up.
While Atlanta went 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position, the Dodgers needed just two hits, a single and a double, to tally three runs during Max Fried's six-inning effort. With a 2-1 10-inning win over the Nationals on Monday, the Mets regained a one-game lead over the Braves in the battle for the National League's third and final wild card spot. Braves travel to Cincinnati to take on the Reds Tuesday night. Game time is 6:40. Good news for the Braves. Ozzie Albies set to begin a rehab stint with AAA Gwinnett on Tuesday. Albies will play second base on Tuesday and Wednesday. And if all goes well, he'll travel to Miami and rejoin Atlanta's lineup for Friday's series opener against the Marlins. Quarterback Kirk Cousins putting together a clutch drive late on Monday as the Atlanta Falcons get their first win of the season. Down six with a minute 39 remaining, Cousins took the Falcons 70 yards and found wide receiver Drake London for a 7-yard go-ahead touchdown with 34 seconds left. Atlanta escaped Lincoln Financial Field with a 22-21 victory in week two. Cousins was 20 of 29 for 241 yards and two touchdowns. Falcons running back Bijan Robinson had 97 yards on 14 carries and 122 total yards from scrimmage. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on X at Gratic Sports or visit us at graticcommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Gratic Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.